studies have shown that this actually helps improve insulin sensitivity during pregnancy, and it may help support better nutrient availability to your baby, but that's by optimizing your mom's blood sugar levels. But something else that's cool is it has been studied for benefits in reducing anxiety. So if you're someone that gets very anxious when you're pregnant, this may be really helpful for you.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
Hey, ladies. So we're going to be talking all things pregnancy. First, if you're watching the YouTube video, are these not the cutest earrings you've ever seen in your entire life? Okay, maybe not ever, but they're pretty darn cute. So let's get started. I was inspired to do this episode by one of my friends, Mimi. She's the co-host of the Medicine Podcast. She is currently pregnant with a boy as well. And I was listening to her episode and I was like, you know, that is a very good idea to put it all in one place because I get asked this all the time. So it's easier to have it all in one place. Now, I'm putting a massive trigger warning at the front of this episode. I am going to share about my pregnancy, what I'm doing about my pregnancy. And my pregnancy is not what this round is not what you would call like a cookie cutter pregnancy. So we are going to be talking about some higher risk things. We're going to be talking about bleeding during pregnancy. We're going to talk about ER visits. We're going to be talking about MFM and all that kind of stuff. And if you are currently pregnant and you want to stay in that like happy zone bubble, then probably don't listen to this episode. I'm just being honest. I don't think it would be a good episode for you. I want you to stay in your happy zone. Okay. So that is my first disclaimer that I recommend doing. Okay. So the categories that we have, let me pull up my list for you. We're going to be talking about supplements. We're going to be talking about movement. We're going to be talking about sleep support. We're going to be talking about snacks because I like snacks. We're going to be talking about what I put in my water. We're going to be talking about clothes. We're going to be talking about pamper things, oral care, cavities, how I'm prepping for labor, things like that. So that's the categories of what we're covering. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what this pregnancy has been like, because you'll understand why I have to do some of the things that I have to do this pregnancy, which I've never had to do before, but it is what it is. So how many weeks am I? I'm 22. Yeah, I'm 22 weeks. I'm 22 weeks. We have another little baby boy on our way, which is amazing. So when I was 12 weeks, literally like right on the ticket, I started bleeding. And everything had been quote unquote, you know, normal up until this point. I had my first ultrasound, had met with my OB. I know everybody's astounded that I use OBs, but I love OBs. Like at least my OBs are great. I really like them. I do think that you have to be a very strong advocate for what you want and, you know, just tell them that, but I do like them. And everything had been fine. Everything been normal. Ultrasound was normal. Everything was good. And I was nauseous, but that was pretty typical. And I started bleeding. And I'm not talking like, oh, like a little bit of bleeding. Like I was like gushing blood. And we went to the ER. And I just want to say that like it is so incredibly hard to go get an ultrasound at the ER and have the ultrasound tech say nothing, nothing. They just say nothing. They don't say anything good. They don't say anything bad. They just have this neutral face the whole time. And I'm like, what's going on? So I understand why. I'm just saying it doesn't make it any easier. So they actually moved things along very, very fast. And when I was at the hospital, they told us I had a placenta abruption. That's what they told us. Baby was okay. Baby's heartbeat was strong. There was a lot of bleeding. So like, I don't know if maybe they just got the diagnosis wrong. I don't know. But that's what they told us.
I started bleeding a lot more after the ultrasound. And then they told us, you know, baby was okay. You have to go into your doctor the next day. You know, there's nothing really you can do at 12 weeks. So went into my doctor the next day. And they did another ultrasound and they said, placenta is fully attached. Like, I don't have placenta abruption. So I don't know. Something miraculous happened overnight. Was I diagnosed incorrectly? I don't know. But I didn't have placenta abruption. I had what was called a subchorionic hemorrhage. Now, just to like put this in, so at this time, my bleed was measuring at 7 centimeters, which subchorionic hematomas, which is like a bleed that's not actively bleeding, it's like encased already, are pretty common in pregnancy. But they're typically under a centimeter. So mine was 7 centimeters. It was a lot bigger. And, you know, things that cause this are trauma to your body. So like you fall off something, you're in a car accident. I didn't have any of those. And so they said, you know, we don't know what causes this. Now, you know, after, you know, asking around more, you know, sometimes supposedly it can be caused if you have a twin pregnancy and, the second egg, like the chromosome doesn't split correctly, things like that. But they have no idea. They literally have no idea. Or it's just, you just have one. So it's one of those things that's kind of frustrating because, you know, you're happy. Okay. It's nothing that I could have prevented or done. You know, I'm glad I didn't do anything that would have put this at a risk. But at the same time, there's nothing that they're told I can do to, you know, make sure that never happens again. So I was put on, they were just like, you know, take it easy. That was pretty much it. And we have to monitor it. So I had to come in again in 2 weeks after, you know, taking it easy. Like I can't lift over 20 pounds, things like that, which was hard because my youngest kid is way over 20 pounds. So I came in the next week and the hemorrhage had actually grown. So it was now 9 centimeters long and 6 centimeters deep and 6 centimeters wide. So it was really big. So at that time they had told us, right? Like, you know, we don't, you know, all the doctor lingo, like we can't classify this as a hemorrhage at this point, a subchorionic hemorrhage anymore at this point. Cause like, why is it still growing? So they sent me to MFM, which is maternal fetal medicine, which is like the high risk, maternal fetal medicine. And we went there and this is all happening, by the way, in the span of like a couple of weeks. Like everything moves really, really fast. And we got an appointment there. We had yet again another ultrasound. We've had so many ultrasounds. And placenta looked good still. Placenta was strong. Baby was strong. Baby's heartbeat was strong. And they said, you know, it literally looks like a subchorionic hemorrhage. We just don't really know why it keeps growing. So at that point, like it had been, you know, a few days or 1 week since my previous ultrasound. So it hadn't grown at that time. It was still 9 centimeters. So that was a positive thing. Now, all of the other risks that they had with that type of a hematoma would be low hemoglobin and low fetal growth, low amniotic fluid. And amniotic fluid looked really good. Baby was in the 97th percentile of growth. So he looked really good. His stomach growth looked really good. And my hemoglobin was really good. So they're like, that's good. You know, all of the concerns that we would have with a hematoma of this size, like you don't have, but like obviously you still have a hematoma. So I had to just keep taking it easy until it again didn't grow again for a certain amount of weeks. And then I was taken off of modified bed rest. So I was on modified bed rest for a total of like almost, it was like 5-ish weeks, which is really hard when you have kids, I'm just going to say. And thank heavens for all of the amazing people and family in my life that came to help out. So literally I'm very blessed to have them and to have that support. Now, this is when I started doing some bigger research. I'm like, okay, we don't know what causes this, but like, they're not saying I can. Basically, it's just a waiting game. We're just watching and hoping that obviously placenta continues to be strong, baby continues to grow, and all of these things. And so I started looking into some other things, and I actually was able to get in contact with another MFM doctor and another MFM nurse, and they were incredibly helpful. They're more in the holistic space, and I was able to talk to them about my labs and go over all of the things, and they actually said that a very, very, very high dose of progesterone suppositories, you're looking at like 400 milligrams, will help stabilize a hematoma in pregnancy. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we also talked a lot because I have MTHFR gene mutation, one of them, not both of them, just one of them. And so we talked about, you know, how that would impact things. And then obviously supporting baby's growth. And then we talked a lot about potentially hemorrhaging at birth. So that obviously is a risk with a hematoma of that size. And so when we're looking at blood work and iron and iron saturation and all of those, we're looking at my numbers and like where we want them before labor. And so I was just so glad that I was able to talk to them. I was actually already doing a lot of the supplement things that they recommended. I was already doing the food-based things, but then they had me add in more because we just want to build up things like astronomically to help support not hemorrhaging at birth and helping make sure that we can support and continue to support strong placenta, strong baby. So they've been amazing. They've been awesome. And my doctors have been awesome. I, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, have a lot of visits. I have a lot of ultrasounds. They're not every other week now. They're every month ultrasound. So that's a little bit better. They just want to, they keep an eye on the hematoma size. And more importantly, like keeping an eye on little baby's growth in case things need to be changed. So, and making sure, because the other risk with a hematoma this big is preterm labor. So they're keeping an eye on all of these things and all of these signs. And so I'm thankful for all of these people in my corner. And I want to share with you a little bit about what that has changed with this pregnancy in terms of how I support it. So it's been a little bit different than my other pregnancies. It has, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, involved a lot more supplements because there's a lot to do to support everything that's going on. And then when you think about having a hematoma the size of 9 centimeters by 6 centimeters, that's a lot of blood loss. So there's a lot to pay attention to. Now, thankfully, from our last ultrasound, the hematoma shrank. It's 9 centimeters by 2 centimeters now. So that is really good. So we are trending in the right direction, and baby is doing, is staying very strong. So I'm very thankful for all these people in my corner, and very different pregnancy than I've had in the past. Somewhat frustrating that, you know, there really isn't much information and no resources as to like why something like that would have happened and what you can do about it. But I am also very thankful that all of the risks so far that go along with a hematoma of that size, I don't have. And that I am very, very thankful for. And we're going to continue working hard to make sure that stays that way. So that brings me to supplements and all of those things. Okay. So let's start first with supplements because everyone wants to know what I'm taking. Now, this is a massive disclaimer. This is what I'm taking. This is not necessarily what you should be taking. Always talk to your provider before adding in any supplements or taking out any supplements, before changing anything. Things are not studied on pregnant women for ethical reasons, obviously. So I will tell you what I'm taking and why I am taking it. And then you can obviously make that decision for yourself and do your research. Okay. So number one thing that I'm taking is beef organs. I take the Paleo Valley Organ Complex. And I am a big believer that this is a big reason why my hemoglobin was good when I was at the hospital and had a lot of bleeding. So very thankful for that. I am taking Paleo Valley. I take the full dosage right now. And Paleo Valley, I've been using their organ complex for a long time before I got pregnant. So it wasn't something new that I added, but, you guys know Paleo Valley, discount code for them is my name, Leah, L-E-A-H. On top of that, I do regularly do hair tissue mineral analysis, and then I do a customized mineral blend based on my results. So some things that are in there that I'm just going to mention because I think it's useful, is I add extra methylated B vitamins, even though I'm getting the B vitamins in the beef organs. I also do much higher dose of vitamin C because it helps your body absorb iron. And then the rest of it is, you know, based on what my lab says, and also my blood work, so I can help support that. So it's very, very customized to what I have going on. I do take extra vitamin C on top of that. I think that Paleo Valley's whole-based vitamin C is, like, whole food-based vitamin C is great. I use that one. Another one that I utilize if I need even more than that, what brand is it? It's on Fullscript. I believe it's the Nell brand. It has ascorbic acid and rosehip. So it has vitamin C from two different sources. I do take Aversio Wellness mushrooms while I'm pregnant. Again, this is my personal decision. This will be something that you would have to decide if you would want or not want to do that. Now, I take a few different ones depending on like the day. I kind of like just decide what I need for the day. I take the three mushroom blend in my coffee in the morning, which has cordyceps, lion's mane, and turkey tail. And then I typically do the four mushroom blend, which is maitake, shiitake, lion's mane, and reishi in the evening. I take a lot of their mushrooms. And then around lunchtime, I typically take like tremella and chaga, which is Everglow and Defend Now is what they call them. And then at nighttime, I actually take another reishi just by itself. So I'm taking a higher dose of reishi probably than anything. And so I take the three mushroom blend in the morning to just support energy, to support focus, to support my immune system. And then chaga and tremella, the Everglow and Defend Now, I take in the afternoon just to support, it's antioxidant, it supports your skin, it supports my stomach acid, all of that. And then the four mushroom blend is great for blood sugar. It's great for focus. It's great for calming. So I do take those. And I love them. I also take, Body Bio PC, and I want to give you a little bit of a download on why I take this. So it supports fetal brain development. Basically Body Bio PC is a supplement made out of phospholipids, which are essential building blocks for your cell membrane. And phosphatidylcholine, which is the primary component of Body Bio PC, is so important for so many bodily functions and benefits during pregnancy. It supports fetal brain development. because this is a key nutrient for fetal brain and nervous system development. So it plays a really big role in forming healthy brain cells. It helps promote healthy cell membranes. So basically, during pregnancy, the demand for nutrients to build and maintain new cells increases. So this helps ensure the integrity and fluidity of the cell membrane, supporting both mom and baby's cellular health. It also improves methylation and reduces the risk of neural tube defects. Choline, which is derived from PC, is essential for proper methylation processes in the body. So it's going to help regulate that DNA expression and reduce the risk of neural tube defects alongside methylfolate. So it also supports placental health. Remember what I said I was doing for this? By promoting better nutrient and oxygen exchange between mother and baby. Also, adequate levels of choline have been linked to reduced risk of preeclampsia, preterm birth, and it helps with fat metabolism and liver support during pregnancy, reducing the risk of fatty liver or gallbladder issues, which are, I guess, some of the more common things that happen during pregnancy. And it also supports mother's brain. So I want that. potentially, it says it reduces pregnancy-related brain fog. I don't have that, so I can't really speak to it. But anyway, that's why I take that. Again, please do your own research. Look into this. Talk to your doctor about it. Don't just take this, you know, because Leah said, I'm not your doctor, okay? This is not medical advice. So make sure you do that and talk with your doctor. So I do take Body Bio PC. The other one that I take that's this is actually a tincture. And I'm like blanking on the name. I didn't have this in my notes for you. And I'm like, oh, Leah. Why didn't you have this in your notes? Because now I have to like just look it up really quickly for you. Anyways, what this is a tincture that helps with preventing bleeding during pregnancy. So it is using herbs. It's called womb medicine, literally how it sounds, womb medicine. So the one that I'm taking is called Belly and Bloom. And basically what it has in there that really helps with this is Chinese skullcap. So this does help nourish your organs during pregnancy and help support like full-term pregnancy and support not bleeding during pregnancy. So this is what I take. I follow the dosage on there. This is from Womb Medicine. That's her shop. It's a dual extract and it's called Belly and Bloom. Now, again, I take this one because of what I have going on, but talk to your doctor. I'm going to stop saying it after every single one of those. But just know that that applies to all of these. So that's specifically why I'm taking that one. I also take myo-inositol because you actually become more insulin resistant while you are pregnant. So it's just literally something that happens. Studies have shown that this actually helps improve insulin sensitivity during pregnancy. And it may help support better nutrient availability to your baby, but that's by optimizing your mom's blood sugar levels. But something else that's cool is it has been studied for benefits in reducing anxiety. So if you're someone that gets very anxious when you're pregnant, this may be really helpful for you. So I do that because of how you become more insulin resistant when you are pregnant. So that's why I do it. I take the brand Protocols for Life and, it's just a powder and you can go. So on my website, if you go to LeahBrueggemann.com on my website where it says favorites, it'll be like get supplements at a discount. You can get it there, discounted. It's just the brand Protocols for Life. What else do I take? So this is in my mineral blend, but I thought it was important to note, and that is glycine. So it's a non-essential amino acid, but it basically becomes more important when you're pregnant. So it plays a really big role in protein synthesis, collagen production, neurotransmitter function. But why I do it is it aids in placental support. So I take a higher dose of it for that reason. It supports maternal liver function. So that's really good. Helps maintain, support healthy blood sugar levels. And strangely enough, really helps you sleep. So I take it before bed, in the evening. And it's also really important for like collagen support in your body. So stretch marks, hello. That's nice. I would love that. It's crucial for your skin elasticity. So that is why I take that. It's great. You can also get this in like through food-based forms like gelatin, fish, poultry, eggs, which I do all of that, but I also take it in supplement form as well. So what else do I take that you might not know about? I do take a very low dose adrenal cortex, like very low dose. I like the brand Seeking Health. I just take one capsule in the morning. It's like this big. It's so small. It's so small. And I do that to support adrenal health because pregnancy is very taxing on the adrenals. I do all of the other things for the adrenals, like all my minerals for adrenals, but I also take that. Again, you can get that the same place, Protocols for Life. Any supplements that I didn't specifically mention, like a specific place, you can go to leahbrugeman.com and then it's under favorites and then go to supplements and you can get them all discounted there. Maybe I'll make a pregnancy protocol folder for you. And then the last one of the last big ones that I take is creatine. And creatine is very widely studied. And it supports fetal development. So creatine provides a backup energy reserve for yourselves. So this is important for fetal brain development. And also like preps and supports them for support during labor and delivery. It helps maintain your body's ATP, so aka my energy. So that's really great. It supports placental function, helps promote healthy brain function, and reduces the risk of preterm birth complications and enhances recovery for me after birth. So it does a lot of things for baby, but it also does a lot of things for mom as well. And so I do take that. And I get mine from Keon. You guys know that I use Keon Aminos. So I also take their creatine. Their discount code for them, I think it's 15% off, is Leah, L-E-A-H. And then the last thing that I take is specifically to actually prep my body to not bleed, to not hemorrhage at birth, which we're all like, we're going into this very prepared and very positive. It's going to be great. I'm doing all of the things. It's going to be fine. And that's chlorella. So chlorella has a very high dose of chlorophyll. And that can help prevent postpartum hemorrhaging. And I get mine from Energy Bits. I've used them for a really long time. I just take a higher dose of the chlorella during this time. And I take 20 of them a day. Opposed to like before, I would just take 5 to 10. So I definitely upped that a lot. And I use the brand Energy Bits. Their discount code is Leah B, L-E-H-B. And I really like them. I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried Wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, you guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose Wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano. And I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth, and my kids use the strawberry, and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's WELLNESSE.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste. Okay, so that was a lot. I understand that's a lot. It is what it is. I have to take a lot for what's going on right now. Some of those I would still take if I didn't have what I have going on. Maybe just not at such high dosages and things like that. So there's that. What do I do for movement? So when I was on bed rest when I started like being able to get up and move again, I started to have a ton of pubic bone, like hip pain. So like in your pubic bone and in my lower back, it felt like it was horrible. Like I could not walk by the end of the day. I'm not kidding you. I was hobbling. It was as bad. So I was like, this is not going to work. I couldn't walk, like go on walks. Like I would go on a quarter of a mile walk, 0.25 miles, you guys, and would be, I couldn't walk the rest of the day. Working out, it wasn't nothing. Nothing was working. So I took a step back. I'm like, this obviously is not working. I can't even move by the end of the day. I'm not being exaggerative. You can ask people around me. I was hobbling. So things I did. I went and got shoes to wear specifically indoors. So was going to be protecting my back the best I could do there. So that was the first thing I did. I talked to Dr. Angie Miller, who is a pelvic floor therapist. You guys have heard me talk about her all the time. I do her course, the Core Recovery Program. She works with our HRP clients. And I talked to her and she gave me specific exercises to help stabilize my pelvis. So I stopped like getting that like feeling like you're pubic bones getting ripped apart pain. So she gave me some specific exercises for that. I got over my fear of needles and had my husband dry needle me because he's a physical therapist and he does dry needling. And it hurt. Yes, it hurt. He did some muscles in my back and in my glutes, I think is what he did. And it definitely hurt. But I felt a lot better afterwards. And then, so I did all of that. Then what did I do? What did I do? I did something else. Oh, I have a very strict workout program / stretching program. And by workout program, I mean like I have these stabilization exercises that I have to do every single day. And then I have to do these stretching exercises every single day. They're really boring. You know, you're not breaking a sweat. You're not, you know, feeling like you're running for the world with your workouts, but it is what it is. But they when I am consistent with this, so I haven't had to get dry needled again, which I'm so thankful for because I'm terrified of needles, but it was really helpful. I stay on top of Dr. Angie's work. I do my stabilization exercise. I do my stretching and I wear my shoes in the house and I am almost 100% back to normal. I feel really good. I can walk just fine. I still can't go on long walks. I do have to stay on top of the workouts and the stretches. If I stop doing that, then we're right back where we started. But so in order to figure out how to get some more movement in without kind of like moving my pelvis around that much and all of the things, I started doing, I got a Peloton. So one of my really good friends who's pregnant, loves hers. And then one of my other good friends who's not pregnant is obsessed with hers. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a Peloton. I bit the bullet. And I do the low impact exercises. So you never like leave the bike seat. I think that's what that's called, or saddle. Is it called the saddle? I don't know. Anyway, I do those and I have been able to like work up sweat. I've been able to get some exercise in and I love it without hurting my back or any like literally you're just sitting there pedaling. So like my pelvis isn't shifting around a ton. And so it's worked great. So that is what I'm doing for movement this round. It's very different than what I've done before and that's okay. It is what it is. That's what happens, I guess, when you're on bed rest for a really long time and you don't do anything because I don't know. And then you have all of that relaxing hormone making everything stretchy and not working. So that's what I do. I find it really helpful. So for sleep support, you guys, I love red light glasses. I'm not talking like really expensive red light glasses. I'm just talking like glasses with like a red, like colored glass in them, just to kind of help block out all the bright lights and stuff. And I'll put them on in the evening because those things knock me out. I mean, I can't put them on too long before bed because if I do that, then I'm exhausted. I'm like, oh, I need to go to bed now. So there is that. I do really like them. I take Reishi before bed. I use Aversio Wellness. And you guys know, my discount code with Aversio Wellness Mushrooms is Leah, L-E-A-H. I take Reishi before bed. I do the glycine, which I already told you about. And I do the Deep Sleep Salve from Rocasa Organics and their magnesium cream. I do both of those at nighttime. And it's great. I love it. I did deal with pregnancy insomnia, so I stay on top of those things. We're good. We do really, really well. My main thing that I do for snacks right now is meat sticks. Meat sticks from Paleo Valley, nuts. I do right now. I'm liking almonds and oranges. I just literally like combine them. That's what I love for my snack. I typically just do breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. And then sometimes I need some more nuts before bed and some more protein before bed. It just kind of depends on the day. I just play around with it. But that is literally my go-to snack. It's so good. It's so, so, so good. You guys already know, discount for Paleo Valley is my name, Leah. So what I put in my water, so you drink a lot of water when you're pregnant. So my first water bottle of the day is called Minerals and Chill. And I get it. It's from Health Illy, I think is, let me just check you guys. Health Illy. Yep. If you do that, like Health Illy, I-L-L-I-E, that will pull up. And I do, like I said, I do the Minerals and Chill. So that one I really like. And that's my first thing that I do in the morning. And I fill up my 40-ounce Brewmate water bottle. And it is so good. Brewmate is amazing. And then my second water bottle of the day, my second 40-ounce water bottle of the day is my creatine. I put my creatine in there. I put aminos in there, Kian aminos for essential amino acids. And I put Paleo Valley electrolytes. So I typically do the Kian watermelon aminos and then the Paleo Valley lemon lime electrolytes. Those are the two I mix. And then I drink water throughout the day for some supplements. And then teas that I've been liking is I do lemon balm tea at nighttime. I am going to be adding in here soon like a tea blend, which will have like, as I get closer to my third trimester, more red raspberry leaf with nettle and oat straw for my adrenals. So I'll be adding those in, but I'm not taking them currently. That is literally what I take currently. What do I do? Okay. For like skincare, body care, that kind of stuff. So I feel like this can be like a whole thing. So you guys know that I like Osea's Andaria body oil for stretch marks, but for prevention, actually what I'm using and really, really liking is called, it's from Pure Mama Skincare, USA, Pure Mama Skincare, and it's called Belly Oil. I do really like that. I think it smells really good. It's just like got a natural coconutty smell. And I like that it soaks in right away. So I find that it's not oiling my life up. So I use that in the morning and the nighttime. So I dry brush in the morning and I put it on. And then in the evening, I also put it on. And then I do magnesium cream and that works really well. And I really, really like it. And then for my face, honestly, we're just like rotating through all things right now. What I'm currently using is different than what I was using like 2 to 3 days ago or 2 to 3 weeks ago. So things that have been in my staple though, Clear Stem Hydra Glow as a deep moisturizer at nighttime is something that I've been really consistent with. Because I need a deep, 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 deep moisture at nighttime. Clear Stem is an acne-safe, clear acne skincare. A lot of my clients really like it. You can use the code LEAHB, L-E-H-B, to save with them. In the morning, the moisturizer I typically use is Purity Wood Still. Still love them. Still think they're awesome. That one I use in the morning. And then serums, I've rotated through a lot. I keep changing around my serums right now. So ones that always stay in the rotation, of course, are the Tati, or Passoni serums. They always stay in my rotation. I really, just really like them. But my newest ones that I love, that I've added in, are from Ella Skincare, E-L-A-A Skincare. It's the Cosmic Serum, and then the Glazed Serum. The Glazed I only use at nighttime. But I really, really like them. I really, really like them. I just think everything makes everything look even and smooth and moisturized. So that's what I've been loving there. What else? Clothing. I use packed organic underwear. I don't know, in case anyone wants to know. But clothes that I've been loving outside of that. I actually like a lot of Pink Blush Maternity. I just think that they have a lot of sales often that I take advantage of. And they have sweaters that are versatile. I think that's where I got my jeans from. And then they have some skirts and they have some really nice dresses that I really like. So they're probably my biggest go-to. If I need something, I've been trying to be very, like, do more of like a, how many different ways can I wear one piece of clothing? Which has been very useful. Leggings that I really, 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 really like is Petula. I size up. I don't even get the maternity. I just size up. And they're just so comfortable. And they work so well. Oral care, because I'm naturally prone to cavities. So it steps it up when I'm pregnant. I do oil pulling, coconut oil pulling in the morning, just for like 10, 15 minutes. I find that very, very useful. I use the Burst Oral Care Floss. That stuff is amazing. That's all I got to say. And then I use Wellness toothpaste, the whitening one, the Fresh Mint. Wellness, I don't have any discount, sorry, for the Burst Oral Care, but for Wellness toothpaste, it is go to Wellness, WELLNESSE.com/Leah, and you can save up to 20% through that for the toothpaste. They also have floss, and I have used that, and I do really like it, but I think I like Burst Oral Care better. It's almost like it expands or something, and I don't know, it just cleans your teeth really, really well. Pamper things that I have been liking, which I think everybody likes. Prenatal massages. I love them. I think they're amazing. And I've only gotten one facial since I've been pregnant, but it was awesome. Let me just say, it was just so relaxing. And I definitely feel like I deal with more unevenness in my skin tone when I'm pregnant. So that was really nice to go and just have that moment. I used to do riding, horseback riding, and obviously I can't do that when I'm pregnant. So I was like, what can I do that's just fun and relaxing? So I opted for a facial. And then something I will be doing coming up here in a couple months, I found a chiropractor in my area that does the Webster method. So I will probably go get like a bi-weekly adjustment just to help make sure my hips and everything are where I would like them to be for pregnancy. Something I did with my last two kids is I just rewatched. There's this labor and delivery nurse who literally has a course called Labor and Delivery Nurse. And she has courses if like you want to, do hospital, if you want to do epidural, if you want to do natural, if you want to do whatever. Okay. So if you go on Instagram and go to Labor and Delivery Nurse, you'll find her. And she has a, at hospital natural birth course. And I found that really helpful with my first kiddo to just watch it. To be like, what is this going to look like? What happens? What do they offer you? What do I need to advocate for myself? I found that really very useful. And then Built to Birth YouTube channel. I listened to a lot of her visualization tracks in my third trimester with Killian, and I loved it. So I would highly recommend that as well. So I think that kind of like wraps up all of the things. Just remember, like, your pregnancy journey is your own. This is what I'm doing. And you just have to do what aligns with you and what feels good and what you can do in that season. And I hope that was fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you got some nuggets. Maybe you'll try some things. But yeah, let me know what you think.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.